Here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we will spin the category.
Get excited, dude.
I know, man.
World Cup final.
I know.
Sounders in action tonight. I'm just fired up.
He's got soccer fever, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah. Fever.
Got the fever. So we'll spin the category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. Here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right, because as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented Robert, who thought that Foul Play was a Broadway production about ducks and found a way to answer 12 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration.
To be a contestant to play Big Dummy, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send those emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com, and now watch the show live on YouTube at KISW-ROCK.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
Paul Michelle's away we go. Welcome to the 21st Amendment season, episode number 4,564. Whew. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. The head chef is back. Ted's meat and potatoes hitting the grill. Doesn't exactly feel like summer right now, but, you know, weather's getting better for the weekend, and summer is officially kicked in.
Yeah, and don't let a little rain or whatever stop you from grilling. Now, if it's lightning, maybe go inside. A little rain, you could still grill. But yeah,
Construction guys called it a day earlier, working on something in front of the building. One of the guys is a fan of the show, so we've been chatting.
Yeah.
And so I'm wrapping up. I'm like, what are you doing, man? He said, bro, lightning literally struck above our heads. We're calling.
No, I was driving down. Yeah. Okay. It looked like it hit either us or the Columbia Tower. I'm like, wow, that was close. Because it was like, the sound of the thunder was, you know, within a second of the lightning. I'm like, man, that's pretty tight. But so what are we putting on the grill? Anything?
We have some rules of things you should never grill.
All right. So we're talking about things you should not grill.
Things you should not grill. Just some stats on grilling. Average American, how much they grill and what they like doing on that grill.
Okay. What's your favorite thing?
Oh, man, that's tough.
For some reason, this is going to sound really sacrilegious.
Honestly, like probably sausages.
Yeah, it's pretty tough. Pretty tough to beat.
Like, yeah, burgers are great, but sometimes, like, especially like the... The Men's Room sausage from Uli's is so good.
It's fantastic.
Like, oh, by the way, would we buy it? Fully stocked at the Fremont PCC.
Nice. Yeah,
they have a ton of it there.
If we're grilling burgers, we'll buy a pack of that, grill it up, slice it up, and just kind of pick at it.
Yeah, it's your finger food while you wait for the burgers, right?
Right.
Last time I did anything on the grill, I did chicken wings and chicken legs.
Ooh.
And I know that sounds like, you know, chicken wings, you typically want to deep fry them. Chicken legs, I forget how good they are when you put them on the grill, man.
Oh, yeah.
Just like, drumsticks?
Yeah, about a pack of six or whatever it was. I'm like, these are just, this is awesome.
So. I have a buddy, Oliver. He cooks, he like will use charcoal and just really low and slow.
Yeah.
And just lightly keep adding Frank's Red Hot and stuff. By the time those chicken legs are done, you're right. It is so good.
So good. Going to the grill with Head Chef and Ted's Meat and Potatoes coming up at 4:30 on the program. And today is the day we play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We spin the category wheel. You are either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. Our biggest dummy so far, that would be Robert. And it took him 12 questions to get one right. And as we do when we play Big Dummy, we like to do a little Men's Room poll. Now, the last time, we asked you if you could get busted doing one of these three things. Everyone knew you were going to do...
Right, this is made public.
Did. Yeah, exactly. Or your other option would be to be attacked by a shark, okay? So, the first thing you could be busted for was cannibalism.
Yeah.
And there was some story in the news about something I can't remember.
I think he worked in a morgue.
Yes,
He wasn't murdering them. They were already dead.
But he was eating the meat.
Correct.
He was eating it. Okay. Well, he collected the body parts, ate some of them. Yeah, he was that guy.
Right. So we had a cannibal. We had a necrophiliac who...
What was his deal?
Didn't
he work at a morgue?
I think that was the same thing. That's like they're taking advantage of working at a morgue.
But it's a different guy.
Right, correct. We had a bestiality story in the news or big attack by a shark.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so these are your options. You could either be known.
Well, I guess if you're working in a morgue, you've already decided to eat people or be a necrophiliac. Like, you might as well knock them both out.
Well, cannibalism just
do both.
I mean, cannibalism just means that you have eaten human.
Yes. So that is exactly what that means, Miles.
What I'm saying is, like, okay.
Like murder. It just means I killed somebody.
Would you try it if someone grilled some up? If it was, if that was part of the culture?
If it was...
Yes.
It was collected properly?
Right, all the things.
Yes, if it is a cultural thing... Yeah. I go, like, I understand that, but if I just went to your house and you're like, hey, side note, man, that meat on the back, that's people, then no.
Yeah, well, people will tell you, when you're in Sicily, just be sure to try the horse. It's delicious.
Correct.
So I'm saying, like, in that vein.
Yeah, I would try.
So you would try it, then you would be a cannibal.
That's true.
But when you tell everybody?
No.
You would not.
I would answer the question honestly if they asked, because I don't feel like that,
okay,
that question
well, but
comes up.
Is it going to be direct? Like, what's the most exotic thing you've ever eaten? Would you go human?
Yeah, I am part of a person.
I just don't want to try human. As you know, when it's like an animal attacks a human, it's like, it's got a taste for human blood. Like, what if it's like, I really like it?
Well, then you got a problem.
Right?
If you discover, like, dude, this honestly, this is the best, most tender meat I've ever eaten. Oh, my God. I think you just have to move there. Move to the place where that is okay.
Okay.
All right.
I mean... Well, what else are you going to do, man?
I just don't know how I'm moving.
Ted, do you want to go to steakout? No, man. I got a hankering for human.
I don't want the full portion. I just want a bite. I just want to taste it.
But what if you like it? Then you're going to want the full portion.
No. I'm going to stop there.
I don't think you would. If you really liked it, man.
If somebody was going to make...
I'm not digging in.
It's like taco truck good, and they put it on a tortilla, and you take a bite, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Okay, what if it like...
This is delicious.
What if like chicken and it had skin on it?
If it's crispy, then I'm okay.
Honestly, and Miles, I'm sorry, but for some reason I'm envisioning us at your house.
Just to shave it?
Eat pulled pork, and then you're like, it's not pork! It's like, what?
It's not a burned in.
Hey, remember I told you my next-door neighbor moved out? Why? All right, so here's the results. We put the poll up if you follow us on X at Men's Room Live. So get busted doing one of three things or being attacked.
I will argue, cannibalism, if you're going to get arrested for one of those three things, that's the best one to go to jail for, because I just feel like, you know, the other, and none of us are built to go to prison. I think we can all agree with that, right?
Yeah.
But if you go in, like, you could be a murderer, you could be a rapist. When dudes hear that you ate somebody, I just feel like you get a wide berth. Like, people are not going to mess with you, because that's scary, man.
You wouldn't give wide berth to someone who's a bestiality person?
No, because I'd be like, bro, what are you thinking, man?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
I think he's kind of right. He'd be like, man.
This guy's crazy.
Bestiality makes fun of him. What was the other one?
Necrophilia?
Oh, again, make fun of him. Like, you don't scare me. You're just weird. Right. Cannibal. Okay. Man, I don't know. That's a different thing altogether.
So here are the results.
What are you in for? You don't want to know.
Cannibalism. Coming in at fourth place, with only 4% of the vote, the least of these scenarios. You would not want anyone to know that you are into bestiality.
Yeah.
And then you did this.
But how does it even have a percentage?
It's close. 6% in third place said necrophilia. However, 27% in second place said cannibalism.
Sure.
So overwhelmingly.
That was my pick.
Out of the four options, 62% of you said, if I had to choose from any of these, I will be attacked by a shark.
Correct.
Right. That's the poll.
That's the easiest one to explain.
All right.
I don't know. I'm taking cannibalism over the shark. I really am.
Okay. Well, maybe getting attacked by a shark got you into cannibalism. You're like, why did he like me so much?
I get the feeling the moment a shark attacks you, like, arrest me for having sex with the pig.
What if you were served raw? Like sashimi? Yeah.
I mean, again, if it's prepared right and culturally I'm in a place that does it, like, all right.
Okay. I mean, if it doesn't come out of the ocean or a body of water, I generally would not eat it raw. I've tried steak tartare.
What if I pulled the dead body out of the ocean?
I'm just saying. Like, I've tried steak tartare with thrill. I've tried it a couple times. Yeah. I don't know. There's something about the I just can't get into raw meat.
I don't mind it.
Actually, I don't mind it. But again, they're not just like shaving it and throwing it on the plate. They mix it with stuff.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's got some lime in there. All right. So this week's poll, we are inspired by
it's
scientists.
Got some lime.
Let's get some lime. It's, you know.
Would you squirt lime on your person taco? I say, Miles,
yes.
What? The taco.
Absolutely.
It's human meat.
Yes.
I'm not going to add, but I chopped onions, cilantro, salsa.
Probably radishes, onions.
Well, I think most people.
You know, I'm not giving you radish. I'll serve you a person before I serve you a radish.
Traditional taco. You know?
I think most people that end up eating like dog or cat, though, do not know it. And they ate it at a restaurant that was served.
I think in this country.
Yeah,
maybe.
I mean, maybe.
Right. In other cultures, it's fine to eat dogs.
I mean, that's why a chow. It's not why a chow is called a chow, but it's why we call chow chow.
Or a chow hole.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
That's so messed up.
This week's poll is inspired by scientists. They collected 160 spider species, all right?
Yay.
For one goal, and for one goal only, to find out which one was the fastest.
That was it.
That's it, all right? So they said Australia's brown huntsman emerges as the fastest spider on Earth.
Of course it does.
More than 250 species were studied altogether. They say the famous leggy house guest just picked up a potential world record. The brown huntsman spider, a common East Coast resident as large as a human hand, has been flagged as the planet's fastest spider after scientists clocked it at a blistering peak of 3.59 meters per second, or about 8 miles an hour.
Damn.
Okay? That would outpace the current record holder, the Moroccan flick-flack spider, which hits around 3.8 miles per hour. So double the speed. That guy, by the way, he somersaults downhill. So he doesn't really necessarily...
Yay!
He coils up into a ball, right?
All right.
And then just fires off and rolls as fast as he can. Like, he can spin and
roll.
He's
crazy.
Did the spiders know they were getting tested?
Zap out of it like that. What's that? I'm not sure.
A couple of them were tested for doping.
Well, I'm just saying, like, when you watch guys at the combine, like, they work on their 40.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe we should have given these spiders a little heads up. Like, hey, dudes, you got a race coming up in four days.
They say the huntsman only sprints at 8 miles per hour, but can sustain speeds of about 4.5 miles an hour.
All right.
So when it sprints, it goes 8 miles an hour. But anything normal, a jog with a spider is about 4.5. Researchers in the UK and Germany collected and timed 162 spider species, then folded in existing data on 96 other species, included from other studies. But they say the spider speed is powered by a combo of muscle and hydraulic limb extension, unlike most animals.
And eight legs.
Yeah. The optimal body size for fast running is somewhere in the middle of the spider size. So, like, for example, a tarantula. It can only top out at 1 mile an hour.
Slow-ass bitch.
Right. It's either the small... Like, when you're in the middle, you suck. But when you're bigger or sometimes smaller, you can fly. So we're inspired today by the spider study.
I mean, size affects everybody's speed.
Yes. And keep in mind that a human being can, on average, in fact, run about 10 to 12 miles an hour on a short burst.
That's like about for how long?
All right.
That's a short burst, okay? Now, a regular jogger typically sits around 6 miles per hour over long distances.
So you're telling me, like during a marathon, the huntsman spider would be outpacing...
That is correct. Would outpacing...
I don't like this world.
But I mean, a marathon runner is also going to be not a jogger, more so...
I understand.
If you're a competitive runner. So the average person is 10 to 12 miles per hour. Now, as far as animals on this planet...
I just got to say, for Seahawks fans, you guys probably remember that infamous play where DK Metcalf runs down Buda Baker. He hit 22 miles per hour.
That was crazy.
With pads on.
With pads on.
Right. Now, that's somebody who can actually run. Human beings cannot do that. Like regular people.
That's why we don't look like him.
That's why we watch him on television.
Yes.
You know? That's why he can,
22?
Yeah.
Yeah, he reached a top speed of 22 miles an hour.
See, that's why he don't F with bouncers, right? You say something stupid, you step on the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. Imagine he's the bouncer. He's going to chase your ass down.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah, he does everything to the extreme.
Complains, runs. Yeah,
he gets penalties.
Does Ted
Boops.
Funny Ranch stuff all, every night.
He does. He's a group guy.
Yeah, he does. He likes to have a lot of people involved. So we've been told. Let's see.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. So the African bush elephant. Now that thing, it will run 25 miles an hour. So
damn.
Is that just the standard
elephant
we're picturing?
So it can run down DK.
Oh, yeah.
Slow-ass bitch.
Now, the African wild dog, the hyena, that baby's going 45 miles an hour.
That's why he's laughing the whole time.
Okay. The black mamba. This is where we're still in Africa.
Snake.
20 miles an hour. Double the speed of an average human being running. Mm. Black, and they're on the offensive. Like, they just see you, like, I'm going to go bite that guy.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to step on them.
If they see you, they want to bite you.
I'm going to go get that. And they just go after you. And they bite your ass. Brown bear, 22 miles an hour. You're screwed.
Same speed as Metcalf.
If you get anywhere around there. Cheetah, 75 miles an hour.
God.
We know they're fast. That's what they're known for.
The cheetah is built.
Yes.
I watched this whole thing. Like, the way the cheetah's lungs work and everything else, like, it's just built to run really fast.
Correct.
But remember, it rarely gets to eat its kill. Because it's so tired, it has to rest next to it, and the hyenas show up, and they're like, thanks, dude.
I like where the hyenas are coming from, though. Like, look, man, just try. You know, I'm a hyena dad, I got my hyena kids. They're like, dad, let's go kill the blank. Like, son, shut up and watch. See that cheetah over there? He's going to grab that thing. Now, when he starts huffing and puffing, me and, like, 15 of your friends, we're going to take it.
Now, here's some crazy numbers. Coyotes we see around here, 43 miles an hour.
Really?
Mm. Domestic cat. Your cat in your house. It can go 30 miles an hour.
I don't know if Double Rainbow can.
30 miles an hour.
Sorry.
Elk. We see them all the time in Oregon and in Washington. 45 miles an hour.
Jesus.
Galapagos turtle, 0.2 miles per hour.
Yeah, now we're talking.
Garden snail, 0 miles per hour. All right?
I'll get there when I get there.
Fox, I'll be right there. Fox will go 42. Greyhound goes 40. Greyhound goes 40. They race them at tracks. A grizzly bear runs 35 miles an hour.
I'd go watch grizzly bears race.
Yep. Horse will go about 55 miles an hour.
Said you want to go see the bears run, man?
A mouse in your house runs the same speed as a human. It'll run about 8 miles an hour.
Damn.
Okay. Lion goes 50. Mm. 50. A Mongolian wild ass. That's a donkey. It goes 40 miles an hour.
Really? A donkey?
Ostrich, 44 miles an hour. Polar bear. That'll go 20. A pronghorn, like they have in Oregon, 60 miles an hour.
Jesus.
Correct. Kangaroo, 44 miles. Roadrunner only goes 20. So what we've
done... Wait, a kangaroo can hop 40 miles an hour.
That's correct.
You know how many vaginas a female kangaroo has? It's true. I just read it today.
Four.
For some reason to bring it up.
I don't know.
Three.
Oh.
Yeah.
A wildebeest goes 40 miles an hour. So does a zebra. So what we did was we took...
My house, by the way. Do you know the only place you can go watch dog greyhound racing anymore?
Charleston, West Virginia. Charlestown.
There's one in Wheeling and one in Nitro.
Oh, yeah. And just in West Virginia.
Yeah, just West Virginia. I guess they got rid of it in Florida, too. Yeah. I saw it in Florida years ago.
Yeah, so I thought Florida was a hotbed for it.
Hmm. Huh. Oh, they've got a lot of private airports there as far as getting coke in and out. So I'm sure that's probably... It's kind of... Yeah. Because you don't want to drive that stuff on the major interstates.
Yeah.
So you basically just got to fly it in. So that's probably how they do it. So today... we're going to ask you to beat one in a race. In other words, what do you think you could beat in a race? And we have...
How long are we running? Do we know? Is this 100 yards? Are we going...
Whatever you want to do. Do you want to do a 40 or 100?
I say you got to go 100, right? Because for 40 yards, for the most part, you can kind of sustain your speed. You go 100 yards, you're going to start to slow down.
100 yard sprint is a long run.
I know.
Okay.
That's what makes it interesting.
All right, so all these things run about the same speed as an average person. So you're going to have to pick which one you think you can beat, okay?
All right.
So the four choices. The first one is we have the chicken. Now, the average speed of a running chicken is 9 miles an hour. Now, keep in mind, that's average, but an average person is about 10. They can reach speeds up to 15 miles an hour. The chicken that you eat for dinner.
All right.
You can go faster than a human on average. All right?
On average.
So you're gonna have,
but not fast enough to not be eaten.
You could race against a chicken. You could also race against a giraffe. Now, their average speed is about 10 miles an hour.
That's it?
Yeah. They're kind of just more of a galloping, they just...
And hard to find in Texas.
Their neck doesn't do them any favors as far as speed goes. Okay? Next up is a pig. Now, a pig can fly, believe it or not. A pig can go,
I've run from the pigs, brother.
A pig can peak at about 13 to 14 miles an hour.
The pig, huh?
The pig can fly.
All right.
Yeah. And then finally, the eastern gray squirrel, which can hit top speeds of about 14 miles an hour.
A jittery 14 miles an hour.
Yeah. So you can race against one. In the one you think that you could beat. Is it a chicken, a giraffe, a pig, or a squirrel?
Distance matters. I think I could get the giraffe in a 40, but not the 100.
Let's say the 100 is going to smoke
your ass. He's going to be steady, too.
Yeah. Man, that's tough.
I'm going chicken. As far as beating them, I'm going to go chicken.
I'm going to go squirrel because I don't think they can run in a straight line.
I've never seen one run in a straight line.
No, I think he'd stop. He'd stop it like if we had to cross the road or something. He's screwed. He's going to stop and zigzag.
I think I'm still taking the giraffe just to line up in the starting blocks, and it's just me versus a giraffe.
Okay.
How long do you think you could take it for?
What would be the most embarrassing?
Because you said 40 yards, you're confident you could beat it. 100 yards, probably not, right?
Right.
So what yard are we saying? 60 yards in, you're like, I'm done. Giraffe's got me.
I'm probably guessing a hamstring blows around 60, 70 yards.
I'm thinking the most embarrassing would be to lose to the chicken. Because I can just see him putting his wings out at the end like he's breaking tape. Head back, just looking over at you like,
put ranch on this bitch.
Yes. There's our men's room poll. Vote now if you follow us on X Air and Men's Room Live. Beat one in a race. Will it be a chicken, a giraffe, a pig, or a squirrel? Come back with a big dummy next.
From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK. Steve, who is our first contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey,
Hello, bitches.
Hola. Matty on Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
Team Not Sober today.
All right. What do you get into, Matt?
Just a little weed.
All right. All right. Okay. Okay, Matt, you're in a foot race. Who do you think you can beat? A chicken, a giraffe, a pig, or a squirrel?
I'll go with a chicken.
You're trying to beat that chicken.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. I wanted to do that this morning. Again, average running speed, 9 miles an hour. A chicken can get up to 15 miles an hour.
You can get up to. But you said the average is what, like 8, 10?
Nine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, Matt, here is your question.
The city of Hamilton is the capital of what Caribbean island? Hamilton.
Caribbean island.
Well, I give you a hint. It's mentioned in the song Kokomo.
From the Beach Boys.
Well, damn near every Caribbean island.
Let's go with Aruba.
I mean, it covers most of them. It is one of them.
Bermuda?
Bermuda, yes, indeed.
Is Bermuda its own country, or somebody owned that?
I believe it's its own country.
All right.
Or maybe it's a territory still, but I think it's
independent. It seems like most of those islands are owned by somebody.
Well, the Virgin Islands are, I think Bermuda's separate, Jamaica is, Cuba is, Bahamas are.
Right, because like Puerto Rico has its own government, but it's still our territory.
It is our territory, yes.
Yeah.
Bermuda is a British island territory.
Oh, all right. Well, there you go.
181 islands.
Damn. Okay. I'm guessing like three of them you can actually visit. All right, Matt, your question. What is the largest lizard in the world?
Gila. Gila monster.
Komodo dragon?
Komodo dragon.
How fast can they run?
They're really fast.
They don't need to.
Are they really fast?
Really?
Komodo dragons. Look it up. They are super fast.
Wait, their hunting technique was they'll kind of nip you. Look, they'll take down a bigger animal, the nip your heel.
Correct.
And then just quietly follow you around until you finally drop dead.
Well, that's the issue, is that when it starts running, you can't get away from it, I don't think.
Really?
But
once they bite you, they don't have to do anything.
No, not really. I mean, once they bite you, they just got to wait. They'll just trail behind you. All right, what do you got, Miles?
Help 10 back. To 13 miles an hour, you could race one.
All right.
I'm not racing one of those, no. All right, Matt, your question. What common Mexican dish's name translates to seasoned with chili? Seasoned with chili. It's kind of in the name. Weed makes you quiet, Matt.
Yeah. Is con carne? Probably not, but...
What was your guess?
Like chili con carne?
Enchilada. Enchilada. Huh. It's in chili, yeah.
Oh, the sauce is like a beef sauce.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that makes sense.
I always just call it a red sauce.
That is what I say. Or, I'm sorry, verde rojo? Sure.
You want green and red?
Matt, your question. What state is known as the Land of Lincoln?
Nebraska?
Illinois. You know,
Illinois.
Well, the thing about Lincoln all right, like Kentucky takes credit for him.
Sure.
Illinois takes credit for him.
Yeah.
There's like three or four states. Like he must have lived everywhere before he became president.
I thought he was from Illinois. How does Kentucky take credit?
Maybe he lived there as a kid.
All right.
I don't know. Baltimore took ownership of Tupac. My brother lived there for like 2 years, man.
Right, because he went to high school there.
Yeah, so he's ours.
So Abraham Lincoln.
All right.
He was born in LaRue County, Kentucky.
Okay, all right, but
so
he
lived there his early childhood.
Now, there you go.
So, for whatever reason.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, your question. What brand of stapler is Milton attached to in the movie Office Space? It's actually the only brand of stapler I could name.
Starts with an S, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And it kind of sounds like a dance. It
basically has two words put together. It's a compound word.
Is it not the cup word?
No. I don't think so. It does start with an S. Matt, you're one of those people who's driving me, because most people, when they think, they're, they make their sex noises. You are just dead silent.
Well, apparently it makes me quiet and stupid, so...
Sure. It's the weed doing it.
Well, the quieter you stay, the less stupid you'll sound.
That is very true.
I mean, that's for everybody, not just you.
You know, we all speak from experience.
Yeah. Matt, you got an answer, Matt?
No, I don't.
Swing line.
Oh, I thought it was Stanley.
No. Stanley doesn't make staplers. Mm-hmm. You idiot.
Question 6.
Or maybe they do. All right, your question. What major car company owns Lexus?
No, Toyota.
Okay.
There we go.
Finally.
There it is.
Enjoy that bus.
Man, oh, man. I think he was.
Gave us Big Dummy 206-803 Rock.
Big Dummy.
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Team Sober, Tom.
Team Sober.
All right. Who are you going to beat in a race? Chicken, giraffe, pig, or squirrel?
Chicken.
How old are you?
62.
You really think you can run faster than a squirrel? You pick chicken.
Well,
oh, chicken.
Probably.
Okay.
I don't want to get bitten.
All right.
Wait. What? All right. The stapler question. What did you say the answer was?
Swing line.
All right.
What? You challenging the swing line stapler answer?
Yeah. I could have sworn Stanley was out there making staples.
Did they make staplers?
So Stanley makes staple guns and hammer tackers.
Oh, staple guns.
Okay. Right, you're moving up in the world.
Yeah,
Home Depot level stuff. All right, here is your question. Who fights crime alongside a German shepherd named Ace?
I don't know. The Tick? Never heard of it.
Captain America?
Batman. What?
When did he have a dog?
Some of the cartoons, some of the comics. Obviously, not so much in The Dark Knight Rises. Although that would have been a nice touch. I'm Batman, and by the way, this is Ace. I got to take him out real quick.
They should add that in.
I would.
I'm going to release the dog.
God damn it, I don't have a poop bag. It's a bad look. Batman let his dog poop in my yard.
That's what Robin's for.
Sorry, Robin, get that. There's a pile of ass at 127 Main Street. All right, the question. What is a female goat called? A female goat.
Oh, man, a baby's a kid or... A female would be a you?
Is it a Billy?
It's a nanny.
Nanny.
That doesn't make nannies feel great. Mm. Female goat, where's my child? All right, go back to the world of motor vehicles. How many stars are there in the Subaru logo?
Oh, I think maybe 5?
4, 6.
Oh.
In my mind, it was 5, but it is 6. Sons of bitches.
We should know that around here. You've been looking at that thing forever. Every car you get behind.
But when a Subaru shows up, I don't look at the logo. I read the 45 bumper stickers that are inevitably attached to it.
This is a very high Subaru area.
It is.
Yeah.
Do they sell Subarus with the bumper stickers already on there? Or is it just if you buy, you know.
And here's the thing. You go to the East Coast, you don't see them at all.
No.
Okay, until you get to Vermont, until you get to New Hampshire, until you get to upstate New York, until you get to areas with snow.
Because I feel like Volvo is on the East Coast, would Subaru would be here. God, you know what, man? We were in Florida last week, and that conversation came up. I think we saw maybe a Subaru. That was it. It's muscle cars, Toyotas, Nissan.
Giant trucks.
Nissan's huge.
There are no small trucks.
Yeah.
There was not. If you have a pickup truck, that thing is jacked. Actually, one of the greatest things I saw, the hotel we're staying at, I'm outside smoking. And this big ass, I don't know if it's a Suburban, but basically it's like a Suburban or Escalade, that size truck. It's matte black, looked cool. It's huge. It is lifted. And on the side, it says the Darth Vader edition, which is why it looked the way it did. And I'm
All right.
So I'm waiting to see who gets out. I swear this on my life. This woman had to be like 78 years old and maybe 5 feet tall.
Oh, I mean, it just, for real?
I swear, because I'm smoking a cigarette, my mouth hanging open.
Don't mess with her.
She was the last person I expected to get out of that big-ass truck. I'm like, huh? Then again, it's Florida. All right, your question. What kind of soup does Charlie from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory survive on? His grandparents were like, hey, ladle yourself some of this delicious soup.
I don't know. Tomato.
Chicken noodle.
Cabbage.
Oh, cabbage soup.
Exactly.
No wonder he wanted candy.
Question 5, Tom.
You spent your whole life eating cabbage soup?
I've never even heard of cabbage soup.
I think that was the point. That's how broke they were.
All right.
Yeah, like, okay. You eat cabbage soup.
Like, screw it. I'll go die for candy.
Speaking of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, what is Charlie's last name from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Bucket.
Bucket.
Got Charlie it. Bucket.
That is such a terrible name.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Your girl and your Johnson,
hola! Hola! You, your girl and your Johnson.
Jeff, are you sober or not sober?
Dylan, what's up? What's happening today? We are team sober. Sir, I'm driving a semi-truck.
All right. Jeff missed all the exciting lightning. He was over in Eastern Washington driving.
Oh, okay.
I did. I missed it. We'll see if I see more later. I'm just getting back now. I'm dealing with this lovely traffic right here. Or what is this? Highway 18 meets southbound I-5.
Oh, God.
Oh, you're going to be there for a while, bud.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Jeff, you're going to beat one in a race. You taking a chicken, giraffe, pig, or squirrel?
I'm probably going to lose either way, probably to all those. I'm thinking if I were going to beat one, which one is going to end up chasing me and which one would be the easiest to kick. So we're going to go chicken.
Chicken. I'm telling you, man, that chicken beats you.
Chicken.
You're going to feel terrible.
Kicking chicken. Do some chicken kicking.
Kicking a chicken. Yeah.
All right, Hefe, here is your question. What does the acronym FEMA stand for?
Oh, damn it.
If you're part of the mafia, it is the bone in your leg. I think you broke his FEMA.
Yeah, I don't know. Federal Employment Men's Association. I know that's wrong.
Well,
I have
Federal no- Emergency... Is it Management Association?
Yeah. Agency. Agency. Federal Emergency Management Agency.
So I actually got the first letter right there?
Yeah. Yeah, the federal. Oh. Yes, you did nail that. Okay. All right. Okay. Believe it or not, Count Chocula has a first name. Is it Vlad, Bruce, Alfred, or Barnabas? Vlad, Bruce, Alfred, or Barnabas? What is Count Chocula's first name?
Alfred?
No way. I like Bruce.
Alfred Chocula.
I like Bruce.
See, party on, guys.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. I think Bruce was the name. I'm not 100%, but remember Fruit to Brute when that came out? I think it's Bruce was Brute? The name. Dude, it's Alfred Chocula. You can have. I mean, like, come on.
All right.
Yeah. I was splitting hairs here, man.
Davis Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Brad. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Brad, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Not sober.
Not sober, Brad. Here we go. Okay, you're in a foot race. Which animal can you beat? Keep in mind, all these are roughly the same speed of a human. Chicken, giraffe, pig, or squirrel?
I could beat all of them, but I'll go giraffe.
You're going to go giraffe. I think giraffe just for the fact that you're racing a giraffe like Ted said.
It would just look cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you beat it, you'd be like, yeah.
Sounds sweet to say that.
All right.
Calm down. All right, Brad, here is your question. What California beach is nicknamed Muscle Beach?
Is it Venice?
One and done. Nice job, Brad.
All right, hang on. Before we let you go, give you a 50-50 question. All right, true or false? Leonardo DiCaprio's first on-screen kiss was with a man, baby.
True.
Let me guess. Hold on.
I don't know the
let
actor.
Let me guess. So when he was younger, he was in...
Gilbert Grape?
He was in My Own Private Eye. Keanu Reeves.
No. It was not Keanu Reeves, because I'm not even sure if I've heard of the actor.
Oh, wait a minute. Leonardo DiCaprio's first kiss on screen?
Was with a dude.
Was it Mark Wahlberg?
I don't think so.
I thought maybe Basketball Diaries.
I'll tell you. Pull up the movie. It's called Total Eclipse from 1995. That's the name of the movie he was in when he kissed a dude, but I'm not sure who the actor was.
That's a movie where it kisses a dude.
Is there a better way to describe it? I don't know what the plot is.
Now Bonnie Tyler's coming up.
No idea what movie, what the movie's
all
about.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Kiss.
Does it say who he kisses?
Leo. Let's see. No.
How do they not say who he kissed?
David Twells?
I think
Yeah. Twellis? With David Thuluth.
That guy's in Harry Potter now.
David Thuluth.
One kiss from Leonardo, next thing you know, you're a Harry Potter franchise.
He put a spell on him.
Yes. Gave his Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Joshua. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi, fellas.
Hola. Joshua, you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, welcome to Big Dummy. All right, Joshua, who do you think you could beat there in the race? A chicken, a giraffe, a pig, or a squirrel?
See, I'm inclined to pick the giraffe, but, like, it's a giraffe. I don't want to be trampled, so give me chicken.
You can take the chicken.
Don't be scared of that tall bastard.
And Joshua ended up dying when he was trampled by a chicken.
That chicken kicks your ass.
Have you
feel
seen
awful.
Giraffes? They can trample you. Like,
they can. Yeah, they can. I'm telling you. Yeah, don't be intimidated by
it. I think the one that just smokes them all is a pig. You don't realize it, but a pig just takes it.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oink, oink.
I feel like a pig would know it's being competitive also.
Can you eat giraffe? Is it the only one on the list that maybe is not food?
Somebody's eating it along the way.
I guarantee you people are eating giraffe.
What do you have, like neck? The neck?
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out where he wears his bow tie.
Lower high?
Place it up top by his face, or is it down where his neck starts?
What would you recommend? Giraffe comes to you.
No, it's
his wedding day.
It's the bottom of the neck.
Right, so he's just down there.
But he's really got to be the bottom.
Right, but our necks are so short, it looks like it's...
But we don't wear anything up here.
I'm just saying, it's been boggling the internet for years. Where does he wear that bow tie?
What do you recommend?
I think he should wear it high.
I agree. You're getting photos taken, like, dude, wear it up under the chin.
Where your face is?
All right. Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
I also don't know why he's dressed up.
Or why he's asking our advice on how he looks. But.
Excuse me, fellas.
Hey, this just sound kind of weird because I'm a giraffe.
The guy that kicked my ass in a race.
Right, it's after the race. Anyhow, where should I wear this bow tie?
Right. So I want to talk to you about, man. All right, here is your question. What holds the bit in a drill? What holds the bit in a drill?
I don't know, a socket?
I don't know what you call it. Well, that's what the very question is.
Drill mouth. But,
yeah. Drill mouth. That's a chick we did.
Drill mouth.
The chuck.
Oh, the chuck.
The chuck. The other name for the chicken in. Drill mouth and chuck.
Drill mouth, truck. Chuck.
Yeah. All right, the question. Which actor bought the first Hummer made for civilian use?
Oh, yeah.
Bought the first what?
Hummer. Humvee.
For civilian use.
Oh, Hummer. I don't.
It makes sense.
It absolutely does.
Actor.
Well, it doesn't make sense to me. I'm just going to say Matt Damon.
Is it like Arnold?
It is Arnold.
It's exactly who it is. Arnold Schwarzenegger, yeah. I got the first Hummer. I also bought a vehicle. All right. Your question, who played the role of TV's T.J. Hooker?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Who played the role of TV's T.J. Hooker?
T.J. Hooker?
T.J. Hooker.
It's an old show.
Cop show, yeah.
You would really only know the reference because you know the actor and he makes jokes about it.
He makes jokes about it. He is... You see, almost, most of the time doing commercials now.
Almost 100. Or he's in his 90s for sure.
Yeah, he's in his 90s.
I don't know, man.
He's not.
Dick Van Dyke?
William Shatner.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was one of the greatest skits on SNL ever. They're asking all those Star Trek questions. They're like, hey, get a life. I'm TJ Hooker now.
Yeah, and I really only know it because you reference it.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I know it.
All right, Joshua, according to the Eagles song, One of These Nights, whose daughter have they been searching for?
Oh, my gosh, y'all are giving me difficult ones.
Well, not if you know the song.
I don't know the song.
Well, then it's difficult.
Oh.
I'm trying to give you they are a biblical character.
An angel.
They're looking for a woman who has an angel's name?
No, they're looking for the daughter of this particular
angel. Who is an angel? Yes.
Who's an angel? I don't know. I'm going to go with Gabriel.
Ah, the devil.
Now, Gabriel only had sons. Yeah, looking for the devil's daughter. Because who's not?
Five. Question five, Josh.
Question number five.
Oh, gosh.
How many toes does a pig have on each foot?
On each foot?
Each foot, yes.
So is the answer like of them all together or like No, just how many they have on 1 foot.
Just on one
foot. On one foot.
You look at one pig's
one
foot.
One, two, three.
Four.
Gosh, damn. Damn it.
Question six.
I'm not saying you haven't seen a three-toed pig. I'm just saying they should have four.
See, the five-toed.
All right. What fictional pirate commanded the Jolly Roger?
Jolly Roger. Oh, my gosh.
I believe it's Peter Pan, I think. Yeah.
Oh, is it Peter Pan? Oh, is that that's Captain Hook, then?
You got it,
Johnny.
There we
go. There we go. All right. Yes. More Big Dummy coming up, 206-803-ROCK.